ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما نقصت صدقة من مال وما زاد الله عبدا بعفو إلا عزا، وما تواضع أحد لله إلا رفعه الله. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Let us all recite درود شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, as we are entering into the peak of the summer heat and we are experiencing now the hot days, and this season will carry on for the next 2-3 months. There will be some very hot days, and as we come out of the cool environment of the air conditioner and we come outside, then we must think and ponder about the poor people who do not have access to any means of cooling their homes, their workplaces. Many are traders, informal traders on the street corners, and the whole day they spend out there in the sun, barely even getting any kind of shade. Some might just able to cover themselves with some umbrella or something. Others might get to stand under some tree, but the whole day they are in that heat. There are many people who are laborers working in the hot sun for the whole day, and the amount of perspiration and fatigue and tiredness they go through. We should think about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, and we must not forget the poor, the needy, the underprivileged, the ordinary workers, the laborers. And we should think about the type of homes that many are living in, the informal houses where they have no facility of even any kind of electricity or power, and there is no air conditioning, there are no fans, and their days are spent in the heat, their nights are spent in the heat, and this is how their days and night pass. So we must spare a thought for the poor and the needy people when we are in the comfort of our air conditioning, when we have the shade, when we have our fans, we have our fridges, we have our freezers, we have access to ice cold water and so on. We must think of the poor and the needy people. We should not forget these people, and we should not become heedless and forgetful of the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And this should spur us towards becoming charitable and generous towards the poor and the needy people. Each one should try to see what I can do to make the life for the poor people a bit easier and more comfortable in the heat of the summer, because of some people not having access even to good clean drinking water. It must not be that people become dehydrated and then they could even die of heat stroke and heat exhaustion and so on. So we should think of ways and means to make some, bring some comfort to these type of people by even making provision of water. There is a lot of sawab and there is a lot of reward in providing water for the people. Even if we are able to put a water cooler somewhere, or we are able to arrange bottled water for distribution to the poor people, at least they will have water. People are on the streets, on the roadsides and elsewhere, There are homeless people who are sleeping on the pavements. So if we try and arrange water, there is a lot of reward and there's a lot of sawab in arranging water for people, because it's a very basic necessity of life. And at the same time, we must not forget that there will be moments of heat that all of us will experience, and that is the heat of the akhirah and the heat of the hereafter. As we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us that there will be the heat of the qabr, and then there will be the heat of the hashr, the day of qiyamah, and then there will be the heat of the fire of Jahannam. Allah protect us and Allah save us. So we must not forget on these hot days the heat of Yawmul Qiyamah. At this point in time, we are fortunate to have all the comforts of shade and cooling at available for our needs, and we are able to stay cool, and we are able to enjoy the coolness of these means that Allah has granted us. But on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no air conditioners and there will be no shade. There will be nothing but the blazing sun above us, and it will be very low in comparison to where it is today, 93 million miles or 146 million kilometers away from the earth. We're still feeling the heat of the sun at that distance of 93 million miles or 146 million kilometers. Now we can imagine if the sun is just a mile above us, what will be the intensity of the heat? And the earth will be like molten lead or like copper. And this is how it will be. There will be no shade. Yawma la zilla. There will be no shade of any sort. Illa zilla arshihi. But the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is where we will find ourselves on Yawmul Qiyamah. And so we should try to arrange for our shade in advance for the day of Qiyamah. We must try to arrange for our shade so that we are not exposed to the blazing sun, and that too not for a few hours of the day, and that night will come and bring some relief, but it will be for kana miqdaruhu 50 alf sana. The duration of that day will be 50,000 years. So can we imagine how important it is for us to arrange our shade for ourselves for that day of Qiyamah? May Allah grant us all the shade on that day. And there are various ways and means of protecting ourselves from the heat of the qabr, and from the heat of the hashr, the day of Qiyamah, and from the heat of fire of Jahannam. Our beloved master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of the deep love and the compassion and the concern and worry that he had for his ummah, he showed us and he directed us and he guided us to the means of comfort of the day of Qiyamah, and also the means of comfort and safety and protection and goodness in the life of this world. So amongst the things that are very, very powerful and effective in securing for us that that coolness in the qabr and the shade on the day of Qiyamah and the protection from the heat of the fire of Jahannam, amongst those things, one of the most powerful means is sadaqah and charity. How much of emphasis is found in the Quran and the hadith on sadaqah and charity? It is one of the many, one of the most emphasized of the teachings of Islam, the importance of sadaqah and charity. And my dear brothers, especially in our times, in our day and age, We are in greater need of this than ever before, because we know our condition, we know our weaknesses. We are very, very weak, and we are very deficient in the matters of our deen. And there are two means that are available to us to ward off calamities and azab and punishment from us, that are very powerful means that Allah has given even weak people like us. And these two means, number one is sadaqah and charity, because it is through sadaqah and charity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wards off a lot of disasters and calamities from the individuals and even from the communities and from the countries. Through sadaqah, a lot of calamities are warded off. And the second means Allah has given us for our safety and protection and warding of azab from us is istighfar and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the weak Muslims of today, the weak Muslims as we are, then these are the two powerful means Allah has granted to us, that we can hold on to these two things, and hopefully through these two things the calamities will be warded off and we will be able to safeguard and protect ourselves. So regarding the istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O Nabi, until you are amidst them, the azab will not befall them in a collective way. Till beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warded the azab off, and no collective azab and punishment came in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam due to the barakat of his personality. And the second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish the people as long as they engage in istighfar and they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will keep the punishment away and Allah will ward the azab off from them. Therefore, we should hold tight to istighfar. We should make a lot of istighfar, minimum 300 times a day, if possible 1,000 times a day. We should be, our tongue should be moist with the zikr of istighfar. As much as possible we should be saying astaghfirullah or nastaghfirullah when we're making istighfar collectively for everyone. And it is mentioned that a person who makes istighfar 100,000 times, it is the experience of the pious and righteous people, and the righteous people, the righteous scholars and the righteous personalities of the ummah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will even remove whatever problems you find yourself in. Sometimes we find ourselves in a very big problem, a crisis. It's a life and death matter. A person is getting threats. He's getting death threats. People are threatening him. Or he's got some major crisis on hand, and he's looking for a way out of that crisis. The pious have prescribed 100,000 istighfar, and through the barakah of the 100,000 istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove whatever problem or calamity a person could be involved in. So one side is istighfar, and we should hold on to istighfar, and we should make a lot of istighfar as much as possible. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. These are beautiful words in which the beautiful qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala found, and in it also are the words of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. If we make a practice of reading this all the time, whenever we remember, Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin, is an ayat of Quran also, which Allah is teaching us how to seek forgiveness from Him. And we are taking the most powerful names of Allah. Ya Allahu, His personal name. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, His qualities of mercy and compassion and kindness. And then we saying, Rabbi ighfir warham. Oh Allah, forgive me and have mercy on me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin, wa anta khairur rahimin. You are the one who is most merciful of those who show mercy. Insha'Allah, through the blessings of these words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His mercies on us, His blessings on us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us forgiveness. Also, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Halimu, Ya Karimu, Ya Wasi al-Maghfira, Allahu Akbar. Three such beautiful, beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Halimu, O you who are the most clement, and O you are the most tolerant. Ya Karimu, you who are the most generous. Ya Wasi al-Maghfira, O you whose forgiveness is very vast, then the whole makhluk of Allah can be forgiven with one decision of forgiveness. So we should utter these words, and we should make zikr of these words, and we should bring these words excessively on our tongues, in which we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His beautiful attributes. Ya Halimu, Ya Karimu, Ya Wasi al-Maghfira. My dear brothers, if we just learn these two phrases that I have mentioned, and we make a practice of reading it regularly, inshallah, we will find the blessings rushing in our direction, and we will find calamities running away from us, inshallah ta'ala, through the blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, on one side is the very powerful instrument of istighfar that Allah has given us, that we must hold fast unto. And the other side is sadaqah and the charity, because charity is a means of warding off every kind of calamity and disaster. As we find that in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that tasaddaqu fa innal bala'a la yatakhattaha. The sadaqah is such a thing that calamities cannot overtake sadaqah. The sadaqah becomes a shield, and it becomes a protective cover for a person against calamities and disasters. As we find, some countries are very proud of the Iron Dome. They say that is their umbrella that is covering them from attacks from other countries, missiles and so on. But these are, you know, it has been shown now what is the strength of this Iron Dome that is full of holes, that it can't stop what is meant to reach inside. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to give us a fake Iron Dome. Allah will give us a real Iron Dome of protection against calamities and disasters. فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّاهَا. Sadaqah is such a thing that calamities cannot penetrate the Iron Dome of sadaqah. No calamity can get into the Iron Dome of sadaqah. So let us try to make the habit of giving a lot of sadaqah and charity. And we find, as I was saying earlier on, that إِنَّ الصَّدَقَةَ لَتُطْفِعُ أَنْ أَهْلِهَا حَرَّ الْقُبُورِ. Sadaqah will remove from us the heat of the qabr. Allah will take away the heat of the qabr through sadaqah. If we want our qabr to be cool and a place of coolness, as you know, it is mentioned in the kitabs when they make dua for the great ulama of the ummah, they say, you know, barradallahu madja'ahu, may Allah make his qabr a place of coolness for him. So if we want our madja and our qabr to be a place of coolness, then we should give a lot of sadaqah, and we should give a lot of charity, and we will find our qabr is also a place of coolness for us. And the day of Qiyamah, the coolness will come under the shade of the arsh of Allah. And also the sadaqah of a person will assume the form of an umbrella, and it will assume the form of a cloud, which will give a person shade on the day of Qiyamah. And also that sadaqah which a person gave for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with utmost sincerity, that it was given in such a way, hatta la ta'lamu shimaluhu ma yunfiqu yaminuhu, that his left hand does not know what his right hand gave, as is mentioned, sab'atun yuzilluhumullahu fi zillihi yawma la zilla illa zillu. There are seven people Allah will give a special place under the shade of his arsh when there will be no shade on that day. It will be, one of them will be rajulun, that person who gave sadaqah and charity in such a manner that he gave it so secretly, his left hand did not know what his right hand gave. He gave it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In secrecy he gave the sadaqah. That will bring us the shade of the arsh on the day of Qiyamah. 50,000 years we have the shade, we'll have the coolness. Allah knows how many thousand years in the qabr we'll have the coolness of the qabr. And from protection from the fire of hell also will come with sadaqah, and it will also come with charity, as we find in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. O people, safeguard and protect yourself from the heat of fire of Jahannam, even if you have to give half a date or a piece of a date in sadaqah and charity. Perhaps that will be something that Allah will love and appreciate, and by that small charity we will be saved from the big fire of the fire of Jahannam. So these are the hot days. These hot days are days that should remind us of the heat of the qabr, the heat of the day of Qiyamah, the heat of the fire of Jahannam. La ilaha illallah ma ashadda harra hadha al-yawm. The dua has been taught to us also, what dua should be read when it is a hot day. And in that dua also we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, should save us from the har, an-nar, the heat of the fire, the day of judgment, and the heat of the fire of Jahannam, and the heat of the qabr. And the means of that is the sadaqah and the charity. And even the calamities of this world and the hereafter are warded off by sadaqah and charity, and through a lot of istighfar. And we have mentioned some beautiful wordings of the istighfar. Ya Allahu, you can join me, my dear brothers. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Rabbi ighfir warhamu, Anta khairu rahimin. And Ya Halimu, Ya Karimu, Ya Wasi al-Maghfira. Ya Halimu, Ya Karimu, Ya Wasi al-Maghfira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all maghfira. Allah grant us the shade of arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to lead our life in accordance with the teachings of Islam, in accordance with the rules of the Sharia. There are many, many rules of the Sharia that we have to implement, some which we are lacking very much in. Allah give us hidayat to implement those rules too. We find that when it comes to the rules of inheritance, there are a lot of deficiencies and shortcomings, and people are not paying much attention to the rules of inheritance, even to the rules of zakah. So these are weaknesses and deficiencies. We have to work on these things, go to the ulama, sit with them, ask them advice. They will give you the rulings, they will guide you with regards to the matters of the zakah calculation, especially now that we are not very far away from month of Ramadan. Very soon it will be Rajab, Shaban and Ramadan. So in this time we should pay attention to this. Also the matters of inheritance, if things are suspended and hanging, try to tie all those loose threads and try to solve those matters in the life of this world before the day of Qiyamah comes, and then, or death comes, then it's too late. As Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah used to beautifully say, that pay back here to save your back there. Pay back here to save your back there. We want to save our back there on the day of Qiyamah, then pay back and sort our matters out here in the life of this world. Waffaqana Allahu wa iyyakum. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.